The lack of drinking water is of great concern for an estimated population of 1,500 people from the four atolls of the Marshall Islands, says Jens Larke, the spokesperson for the Office of the Coordination for Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA.
Most of the domestic water tanks are completely empty there. Water in the wells is considered unsafe to drink due to bacterial contamination and high levels of salt. Most of the installations for water purification and desalination are also operating below capacity. The food crops there, mainly breadfruit and banana, are also reportedly devastated due to the drought. Obviously, especially the lack of drinking water is of high humanitarian concern, particularly for the children.
The government has sent two ships to the northwest and the northeast with food and water containers, hygiene kits, and other relief items to almost 600 families in the worst affected communities. The International Organization for Migration, or IOM, has also sent relief supplies, including more water, to the scattered atolls. USAID has just donated $100,000 to IOM to reinforce rescue efforts, says Jumbe Omari Jumbe.
Today, another ship left for Wortho, Lae and Ujae in the northern part of the islands to assist 600 families. IOM is delivering a minimum of 5 gallons of water per person and more for institutions like hospitals and schools. IOM has also requisitioned 13 solar-powered mobile reverse osmosis machines, which are capable of producing a total of 360 gallons of water per day through desalination. Plans are underway to address the food security situation as well.
There's a likelihood that the drought in the Marshall Islands will remain through July, and it will take several months of normal rainfall for groundwater to be replenished, and much longer for food crops to recover. Jumbe Omari Jumbe says this situation raises serious questions for the 50,000 inhabitants of these atolls.
What will these people do if they cannot get water at all, and if life becomes unsustainable in these islands? Shall they leave, migrate? Will they benefit from the refugee convention and to be considered as refugees or just migrants or something like that?
The Marshall Islands is to receive an OCHA emergency cash grant of $50,000 to assist with the immediate response effort. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.